Crowder was just showing us off the air some new Crowder powder.
Hey,
because I've got MVP. I've got it here on my desk as well. The meat and veggie powder.
Yeah,
we've got some new Crowder powder variations coming out. Are these available on the website yet, or are these? No,
we just got them today. They just delivered them today. We got the real deal seafood seasoning.
Ooh,
and we have the nacho. Oh,
real. I'm betting real is R-E-E-L, like a fishing reel.
Yeah, like MVP. You know, we're playing. Yeah, real deal. And then we have the nacho average taco seasoning.
Mmm.
Hey, this
I
is
like
delicious.
It. I'm making CrowderPowder.com to get all your seasoning needs.
We got some rolling here.
So when will these new flavors be out?
I have no idea.
All right. But wore pants to the to the cookout because you're the CEO. But maybe instead of wearing pants on a 100-degree day, just figure out when the actual release is on the new flavors.
I am for sure not the CEO, CFO, COO, CMO. It's all Asia Crowder. I'm just a little guy on the front of the package. She's a genius.
The pretty face on the on the shaker.
And if you take a poll, she looks better than me as well. So I don't know what I am in this whole business.
That is a unanimous decision. Anyone, anywhere. Watch the Marlins game. Marlins are losing 3-0. It's the top of the ninth. So, but looks like they're about to score a run here. I may have spoken too soon. 3-1. Marlins just put one on the board. How about that? But I was going to tell you, we have Marlins tickets to give away. We have them every day this week. Marlins season is winding down, but we've got tickets to Beer Fest at Marlins Park when the Braves come on September 21st. And if you win the tickets or if you go that day, you'll enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. Got to be 21 or over to win these tickets. We'll give them away sometime before 6 o'clock.
Man, just talking about baseball. This morning, I was watching a Willie Mays documentary on HBO. He was an amazing baseball player. I didn't know he ran the team. Hmm? The manager told him, you make all the calls, you tell guys to bunt. If a guy's not playing to your standard, you can tell me to bench him and I'll bench him the next game. Willie Mays was the best player in baseball, and he literally was the manager of the Giants back in the day. You got to watch it.
No
it's
idea.
Crazy. Yep. The manager, and it was like, you know, it was back in the 60s. So he's a black dude in the 60s. And he told him to start signing guys from the Dominican Republic, and the whole organization just did whatever Willie Mays said.
I was waiting for the 305 alarm. I thought it was a natural break.
Dale.
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 Bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And further, I would like to go on the record. I hate Josh Allen.
Interesting. All right. A little bulletin board material up there in Buffalo now. Came right from Jimmy Garcia.
I don't hate Josh yet, Jimmy. I used to hate Tom Brady. I don't hate Josh yet.
Yeah, I don't know if I hate him. Do I hate? Nah, I don't hate Josh Allen.
Did you
especially if I take the over on rushing and he hits the over? Now, if he goes under, then I would hate him.
Take the financials out of it. But did you hate Brady? Because I literally hated Brady for those 20 years.
I did with New England. I rooted for him in Tampa. Like it was very cathartic to see him on a different team. So yeah, I recognized his greatness, but I hated him in New England.
But it was different. Like, I hated Tom Brady because he made my life miserable my entire childhood. But at least he was the best quarterback without doubt. So people weren't crowning him for what they expected him to do. They were crowning him because he was the best quarterback. He was winning Super Bowls. They were always going to title games. Josh Allen, I hate him. Because, yes, he beats the Dolphins, but he hasn't done anything. And everybody caters to him, and everybody talks about him like he is Tom Brady. Well, guess what? He's not. He hasn't done anything.
He was great the first few seasons, and you can't argue that. I don't think anyone thought he was Tom Brady. I think you thought they had the potential to start rattling off Super Bowls. They haven't. He's a fumble machine now. He's a turnover machine.
Well, let's be honest. It's because Patrick Mahomes is around. Josh Allen would have a Super Bowl if Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes wasn't born. Do you hate Patrick Mahomes? Because that's what he's doing.
He is so much fun to watch.
But he's on the Tom Brady path. He's in the AFC. We had to... He whooped our ass last year in the playoffs. Do we hate him?
That's interesting. Do we hate Patrick Mahomes? I don't. I enjoy, like, I love that he's quirky. I love that he puts ketchup on steaks. Like, I like quirky. He's quirky. He's interesting to listen to. I don't know. I don't hate him. I probably should. But he's a huge impediment to the success of the Dolphins.
The Dolphins are going to have to beat the Chiefs if we ever win a Super Bowl while Tua is the quarterback. Hell, for the next 15 years, we have to beat the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl.
Maybe I should hate him.
Just asking. I did hate. I hated Brady when I played. I hated Brady after I retired. He was just that. It was a machine that couldn't be stopped, and I just felt a certain way about it.
Yeah, but like Mahomes wins and he does it in a certain way. This Josh Allen, oh, Christian Wilkins grabbed me. Oh, he's always crying after the press conferences. Like, oh, big deal. Somebody grabbed your junk. Get over it, you bum. Like, go win a meaningful game in January, Josh Allen. Please. Go beat Patrick Mahomes.
That seems a little like when LeBron was on the Heat and he was bitching about fouls. We didn't have a problem with it, but when he wasn't, we have a problem with it.
Marlins had the bases loaded, down 3-1, top of the ninth, and someone just flew out to end the game.
It's great when you have to say someone, because we haven't seen half these dudes in our life.
And I'm saying it as if this game mattered.
There was a dude, I was watching ESPN. There was a guy that he was his
you
first.
You couldn't have been watching ESPN. You have DirecTV.
I was in a hotel. And it was it was like the it was like, hey, this is first, you know, first Major League Baseball game. And it was the Marlins. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Speaking of Solana, his father, Eduardo, will join us this hour, hopefully improve upon his 1-3 record picking games last week.
The big news today, Raheem Mostert will miss tomorrow night's Thursday night football matchup between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills.
He didn't look right on Sunday.
No.
And Jeff Wilson Jr. happened to look good. We don't know Devon Achane yet, his status, if he'll play or not. But Jeff Wilson Jr., I thought, looked really good on Sunday.
Jeff was out there to prove a point because people were questioning him. We've did on this show, like, they're keeping Jeff Wilson. We haven't seen him. He's been hurt all camp. He went out there to prove a point. And he started with that first 14-yard run. He started beating on his chest and looking at the sideline. I was like, yeah, give him the ball again. And they did. They knew it.
Seemed like Raheem Mostert got tackled in the first quarter and came up almost in pain. Yep. And then he didn't come in for a couple plays. So it seemed like he got injured. I don't know what he was dealing
with. Tried
to gut
it out a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, probably makes sense to take advantage of the short week by giving him extra time off.
Hey, Crowder, I don't know who's going to play running back. I don't know who's going to get the bulk of those carries, but the Dolphins are going to have to run the football to beat Buffalo tomorrow.
They better. They have to, and because Buffalo is coming to whoop ass. I watched Travis Etienne. I know we highlighted the 4th-and-1 play and those others, the Javon Holland punch-out. On that Javon Holland punch-out, he was running through gaping holes for that entire series. If they can stop the run, we talked about it with Gelby. They're going to have to keep the running yards down. I don't think Josh Allen can go out there and throw for 350 on them with his weapons. And then Gelby brought up Tanner Kincaid or whatever. Who the hell is that? You cannot let them run the ball on you for 200 yards. If we do, we hold them down, we'll win the game Thursday night.
Dalton, by the way. Dalton Kincaid.
And also, the only rushing yards that matter is that Tua gets five.
I'm locked in with you, Hawk. I'm locked in with you.
I mean, there's really none of – listen, Trevor Kincaid, Reuben Kincaid, anyone, they can rush for 700 yards. Let Tua get 5 yards in junk time. I don't care.
No, Tua.
Hawk's watching this game for one reason and one reason only. The second Tua gets his 13-yard carry, Hawk's flipping over to House Hunters International.
Back to House Hunters. You're 100% correct.
First play of offense. Pull it, Tua. Pull it. What?
That would be a great way to just, like, ease all your anxiety, though. First play, little RPO keeper.
Nice. Wouldn't that be nice?
So tomorrow night, 8:15, you said Dolphins still 2.5-point favorite, talk?
Dolphins 2.5-point favorites. Tomorrow, we have an abbreviated show. We're on from 2 till 4, and then you'll get Game Day Uncensored with Tobin and Solana from 4 till 8:15. So we'll get you ready all day long for a little Thursday night football action. But yeah, the line is seemed to be settled in at 2.5. Dolphins minus 2.5.
Sir.
And if you're on the club level, 203, Cracked will be open.
Oh.
My new restaurant in Dolphin Stadium. So if you're up there, come to 203 right by Liv, and it's called Cracked. Delicious. Filet mignon sandwiches. We got all kind of great stuff.
Is there an actual restaurateur running this, or is this you?
No idea. No, well, yeah.
Are you going there with some steaks, or is it already in process?
No, Chef Adrian, who has a bunch of restaurants. He's been doing it 15 years, and Chef Herb, who has two restaurants in the stadium already. Them in Asia, who are the three smart people in the world, and Joya, Chef Herb's wife, and then I just walk around and they tell me, like, you can't drink the beer because it has to be, you know, it has to be cataloged. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm. All right.
203.
203, Cracked.
Cracked.
Tomorrow night, Hard Rock Stadium. Mm-hmm. Will it be open for Ball State on Saturday?
Yes. The opening is tomorrow night, and then it'll be open every Hard Rock event. So the Canes games, the Dolphin games, then the F1s and all that stuff too. Yeah, we're rolling.
And an Aperol Spritz? Can you get one up there?
Correct? No, but we have sangria, and we will be the only restaurant in Dolphin Stadium that has milkshakes.
Mm. Oh, I enjoy a milkshake.
I know you do. And when that gets out, it's something special. I should probably have the menu and all to really do it. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow, but yeah, we just finalized.
You know any of the flavors? Are they traditional, like a chocolate and a vanilla shake, or are there some wacky variations?
It's some wacky variations. I should like have that. Asia. You love these things. And they're spoonable shakes.
Mm.
So like they have a plate, it's a plate underneath the little cup, and like you spoon it out and has all kind of stuff falling out the top with mm-hmm. Dolce de leche and all kinds.
Oh, they got the Dolce de leche. Perfect.
Yeah. Y'all should see me in these meetings.
Well, I'm getting a pretty good idea of what it's like.
What'd you think about that, Channing, huh? I'm playing Toy Blast under the table. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but you showed up wearing khakis, so I'm sure everybody took you very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, that. Like Solana said, you could practically run Starlink at this point.
Yeah. I'm a businessman.
There is something comforting about a milkshake. I'm surprised milkshakes are not more popular at sporting events because ice cream is.
You know, that's the whole story at Mark Light.
Yeah.
About the Mark Light shakes. If you remember, the reason that they're so popular is, I forget what the guy's name is because we've had him on the air with us when we do the show down there. When he created Mark Light Shakes, they wanted to do something ice cream related at the baseball game, but the ice cream melts too fast.
Mitch Friedman.
It's so hot out. What is it?
Mitch Friedman.
And so they started doing milkshakes because it wasn't going to get all over you. You walk away with an ice cream cone. It's going to get all over your hands. And so they started making the milkshakes in the styrofoam cups, and it blew up because people like ice cream. It's hot out, but ice cream cones and sundaes, it's just too hard to eat at a sporting event. And that's why they made the Mark Light shakes.
And that was the thought of it, was looked around and was like, hey, nobody has milkshakes in this whole stadium. And Chef Adrian does milkshakes at her restaurant already. It's called Chef Adrian's. It's down in Kendall. It's right down by you, Solana.
That's where, I don't know if you remember this. This is kind of a deep cut, but I took my fiance there a couple years ago for her birthday. And somebody that worked at Chef Adrian recognized me, DM'd Hawk. And Hawk had him send over like a bottle of champagne. And I was looking around like, who the hell is sending me champagne? But it was old Mark Hawkman from behind the scenes. Bro, Chef Adrian is fire. And her restaurant, Cracked, which they also have a location in the Grove, is one of the best brunch spots in Miami.
So had I known that she makes milkshakes, though, I wouldn't have spent all that money on the champagne. I would have just got you a milkshake.
And I would have preferred it, honestly.
It's called Cracked by Chef Adrian.
Yeah.
The starters are elote off the cob, the roasted corn, but it's not on the cob, and they have all the elote stuff on it. I don't even know if I'm saying this right.
Yeah, a little cutesy with the elote.
Nah, he is.
Truffled pepperoni pizza fries. They're so good. Bacon, egg, and cheese for the morning sandwiches. We got a hot dog. We went hot dogs. We have a crispy chicken sandwich, a spicy crispy chicken sandwich, a filet mignon steak sandwich, Royale with cheese.
Oh, I like a Royale burger with cheese.
Yes. We got fries, truffle fries, ranch jalapeno bacon cheese fries. We have sangria, which is one of Chef Adrian's big ones. And then the spoonable shakes, vanilla, Dole pineapple whip, chocolate toasted marshmallow graham cracker dust, malt. What is it?
No, malt. Chocolate malt.
Chocolate malt, there you go. And vanilla malt.
Malt vinegar.
Malt.
I was like, malt vinegar, that's not right. That can't be right. Vanilla strawberry shortbread.
You never put malt into a shake before?
And vanilla strawberry shortbread and candied cornflake vanilla. Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, well, if you get Crowder working the counter, get there early, because as long as it took him to get through all that, can you imagine that you just want to get back to your seat and watch
hey,
the game?
Man. What'd you call it, Hawk? Pull the curtain back? These people are so smart. I'm at the kids' table in the meetings. They sit me at a little table at the end.
And if you were kind of listening but not listening, he said hot dogs. I know a lot of people thinking that, you know, actual dogs are being eaten around the country. Mm-hmm. These are hot dogs, which have been, you know, a staple in Americana for a long time. It's not dogs.
We need to bring in dogs and catfish.
They're eating dogs. Let's give that to DBJ. They're eating dogs.
He won't do it.
That would be so great if he blurted that out during the Hurricanes game. They're eating dogs.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Are we doing headlines? Did I already introduce headlines?
You did, yeah.
Okay.
Just one other note. By the way, Chef Adrian, just to wrap that up, is a Kendall legend. Like, she is, she's an OG. Oh. She really is.
All right.
She is so good.
Yeah.
Like, she's so intelligent. She's been doing it, like, for 15 plus years.
It's the best restaurant in Kendall by far. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we went to Chef Adrian's.
Fuddruckers.
Huh?
Better than Fuddruckers?
Yeah, it's extremely, extremely. I think it's a whole different area.
The Miami Heat, they have agreed to a deal with Malik Williams. It's an Exhibit 10 contract. So essentially, he gets an invite to training camp. Fellas, I know we got Thursday Night Football tomorrow. Don't look now, but Heat season begins in less than a month, because you have training camp opening on October 1st in Baja Mar, and then 2 weeks after that, or 8 days after that, the first Miami Heat preseason game.
All right,
your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
What
I mean, that sounds that
he's a camp body.
I'm saying, like, that almost sounds like a minimum wage employee. Like, hey, we're gonna give you the old Exhibit 10.
Hey,
What's We're not going to bother setting up direct deposit or anything. We'll just pay cash at the end of a camp.
Hey, man, tell him Cracked is paying $17 an hour. The hell with this basketball career.
I mean, you need guys at camp. You need guys at, that's what this is. It's an invitation to camp. Come impress us at camp.
Exhibit $10 per hour. That's what we're paying you.
Exhibit 10.
Okay, Malt. The weather from the Dimension Dover Law.
That'd be a nasty ass shake. Malt vinegar.
You've never put malt in a milkshake before?
I don't even know what malt is.
It's like a powder. Malt is, it makes it so much better. You know, Whoppers are malted milk balls. You ever had those chocolate Whoppers?
Yeah.
Those are malt. Oh. You know how there's chocolate coating and then you bite into it, it's kind of airy and that's a malted milk ball.
Oh, wow. The little ashy. That's ashy. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. They're like little ashy balls.
This Chef Adrian got something going on. Like an ashy ball.
Whoppers are underrated, man. They're like an underrated candy.
I like something with more substance, though, in my candy. And you do bite into it, and you're left lacking because it's airy and malty.
But you don't like cotton candy.
I don't. There's no substance there. That's the least satisfying sugary thing that you could put in your mouth.
Ooh, you know what? I like cotton candy, but you're right. It's not. It's satisfying.
It's not like it's silly. It's silly. It's cutesy. It's so silly. It's a mistake. Someone made a mistake, and then they were like, "Oh, I'll put it on this paper cone. Look at me. I'm making all this money."
They were selling them for $10 at Tidal Cove down in Aventura.
It's crazy. And you got to buy it because the kids love cotton candy.
And I have three.
Yeah.
I'm $200 in on this damn cotton candy for a damn. Like, goodness gracious.
You need an exhibit 10.
What's his name? Malik Washington. What's his name?
Yeah, he literally put exhibit 10 on his jersey.
I think he was making the cotton candy down there at Tidal Cove.
Man, I hope this guy makes the roster. So I have so much audio.
I hope he's not listening. It's probably a pretty exciting day for him. He's like, "Oh, let me listen to the flagship station for the Heat. Maybe they'll, you know, give it a mention." And we're just goofing, Malik.
We apologize to Malik.
Yeah, what if he's listening? We're ruining his big day.
Sorry, Malik.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Stopped raining in El Portal, but I know it's raining in other parts of South Florida. So drive safely. 85 degrees, hot and humid. Back to you.
Are you nervous that your dad is joining us again in the next segment? You seem to get a little tight.
Yeah.
When you know he's coming on. I'm imagining when he's off the air, you'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm nervous. Yes. Full disclosure. I am nervous.
Do you need a bucket
get
or sweat?
Some winner. We're going to go right in. We're going to get winners. Bang, bang, bang.
You going to talk today, Solana? Because you didn't talk last week.
Nah.
You were like out of sorts, man.
The thing is, the more you guys talk, the more opportunities for him to say something wrong.
Right. Well, I'm going to ask him his feelings on the debate first.
I got some Solana questions.
No, we're getting in and out with Eduardo this week. We're going in and out. He's picking some games in the next segment for us.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a very tense time on the show when Eduardo Solana joins us because Alejandro Solana, his son, our executive producer, gets a little nervous. Does Solana... Hello, Eduardo.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Does your son... Do you think he gets nervous when he's, like, around you, say, at a restaurant or, you know, shopping or whatever, because he's always afraid that you might say something that might offend someone. Do you notice that around him?
Oh, it happened worse. My wife has called me. I said, don't say anything.
Right. So she's always, she's like the guardrail for you.
Well, he's the first one. Then I had the other one.
Yeah. All right.
Was he a bad kid?
No. He's number one.
Do you think maybe he needed a little more edge to him when he was growing up? Like, did he get picked on or anything?
No, the other way around.
He picked on people. He was a bully?
I don't think so. Remember, we are nice guys. The Solanas is a nice family. You know, Alex is, I mean, they don't know me by my name in the club and the thing. They know me. Are you Alejandro Solanas' dad?
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean,
you know, he bullies me. I know a lot of people think on the air that I bully him. He bullies me constantly.
Well, that's the way it shows to be. I mean,
well, I'd like you to have a word with him if you get
thank him.
Yeah, you know what I mean by a word.
No, yeah,
right across the side.
We don't Google things anymore. Now we
yeah.
Now we Google. You go on the internet and Google. What do I do with the kids? 2 years old. What do you do?
I'm serious. Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine my dad back in the day when he was giving me a whack, going, "Yeah, you know what, Sandra? Let me look up online how I should handle this."
Yeah. Well, that way, people do that.
And now, Eduardo,
what did I do last week?
Terrible.
It's terrible. I picked the Dolphins. I picked the Buffalo. I picked San Francisco.
You had the Dolphins -3.5. They only won by 3, so that was a loss. You had Buffalo -6.5. They didn't cover, right? Buffalo didn't cover that game. No. Yeah, you lost that game.
Won by 3.
Yeah. You had the Patriots, losing to the Bengals. And the Bengals won, or the Patriots won outright. Right. You did win the Jets game. So if someone listened to you last week on this show, they are homeless now. And they really need you to rally this week, okay?
That's the way it should be.
All right. Yeah, start slow. And then almost like the Dolphins, you start slow, and then you put it together towards the end. Eduardo Solana is Alejandro Solana's dad. He's going to join us every week. He's going to make picks. Everyone's going to go broke listening to him, and we will laugh all the way as long as the ratings stay high for the Solana segment. But again, you were 1-3 after last week. I'm going to give you one NFL game and 3 college games this week, okay?
All right.
Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites over the Bills tomorrow night.
Yes.
Okay, yes is the answer.
Yes, that will be it.
What will be it?
That the Dolphins that are favored by 2.5 or more points than the Buffalo Bills.
Well, not more, just 2.5. So you're taking the Dolphins laying the points?
Yes.
Okay, because you cannot go up to the betting window and just say yes. You can't walk up to the betting window and say Dolphins, Bills, yes, $100, yes.
I wish it was that way.
Do you think the game will be played? Yes, $100.
When you go to the horses, number 5, number 10.
Right, easy. But imagine if the person walked up to the window and said yes. All right, here we go. The Miami Hurricanes are 36.5-point favorites over Ball State on Saturday. It's a lot of points to be giving, but the Hurricanes are very good. Do you like the Hurricanes laying that many points, or will you take Ball State with the points?
Well, I had no idea who the other team is.
Neither do we. Neither do we.
You know what city? What state?
Anybody know where Ball State is?
Indiana.
Oh.
Indiana, Jimmy says. Indiana.
Yeah, Jimmy. You got the support there.
We need him.
I will say no.
No. No is the pick. The pick. I'm guessing that means you want Ball State with the 36.5 points.
You got it.
Yes. All right. Ball State plus the points. How about this? You know, Crowder is a proud Florida Gator, and the Hurricanes, they rushed the Florida Gators. But the Florida Gators are hosting Texas A&M. They're from Texas, by the way.
Yeah.
Texas A&M is a 3.5-point favorite in Gainesville. Do you like Florida getting the points or Texas A&M laying the points?
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. That's my man. I don't see Florida winning or covering many games.
Not very good.
Season. Here's the final one. Your son went to FIU. Are you proud of him for going to FIU and doing so well?
Oh, of course. It was cheaper for me. My
right.
The other one went to Kansas, and my girl went to New York. FIU was cheap. I had a prepaid. No problem.
And he probably lived at home, right?
No, that was...
Oh, he went off campus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him. Sow his wild oats. Sow his royal oats.
He is still in his off-campus house.
Is that where you lived when you were in college, Solana?
Yeah. Been in the same condo since I graduated high school.
All right. It's about time for him to fly the coop, huh? Eduardo?
Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen
soon.
Yeah,
I've heard. All right, so anyway, his Florida International University Panthers, FIU, is playing the Boca Raton Florida Atlantic University Owls.
FAU.
FAU is a 6-point favorite over FIU. You like... your son's FIU Panthers getting the points or the FAU Owls laying the points?
Can I say maybe?
Got a yes or no and a maybe. Yeah, I love
yes,
it.
Yes, no, maybe. And and parlay those. The yes, no, and the maybe.
I want to go with the FAU laying the points.
FAU Owls laying the points, according to Eduardo Solana. Yeah. So here are the four picks. And again, he was 1-3 last week. We feel like this might be the week he turns it around. He likes the Dolphins laying the points tomorrow. He likes Ball State getting the points Saturday from UM. He likes Texas A&M laying the points against UF on Saturday. And FAU laying the points Saturday against FIU. Eduardo, go enjoy the rest of your day. What do you have on... the docket for today or tonight? Anything special?
Nope, just watching TV today.
Ah, it's my kind of day, man. That is my kind of day. We'll see you next week, Eduardo.
Thank you, guys. Have a fun day. Bye-bye.
There you go. Eduardo Solana. We're going to have another gambler, 4 o'clock. Rob Pizzola. We're international. We go from Uruguay to Canada.
I'm locked in with the Eduardo Solana parlay.
Yeah, I did that last week. Lost my ass.
Plus 1228.
Yeah, well, just Venmo me the money. I'll give you plus 1800 on it.
8 units.
Yeah. Don't do that to yourself. All right. Dolphins, Ball State, Texas A&M, FAU. Solana, can you breathe a sigh of relief?
Yeah, that went much better than last week.
All right. Much better. There you go. He what looked can I good ask too on the video.
Solana's high school girlfriends and stuff.
When we tape it in advance, when it's not live.
I had some good questions today.
He looks good. He's a good looking guy. He really is.
What happened to Solana?
What happened to you?
That apple rolled down the hill.
He's got more hair. He's got more hair than you, Hawk. I'll tell you that.
He does. He looks good.
Yeah.
He's a good looking guy. I'm not kidding you. Like, he's a good looking guy. The video will be posted on our YouTube channel. Like, you can see him. Like, yeah, last week was a little rough because we had the iPhone and he was looking at this. Was actual nice setup. I thought he looked very good.
He's 69.
Nice.
Yeah.
Damn, he looks real. He's 69.
Especially
he looks terrific.
For somebody who's a pack a day smoker since he was 14. I mean, not bad.
He looks good. He really does. He looks good. He's living my dream life. Wakes up. I mean, Solana told us, wakes up, go and get some pastelitos and watches a little TV, probably meet some friends for lunch, maybe goes to the JCC, does a little water aerobics, comes back home, watches TV.
Hawk, I bet not catch you in water aerobics.
Oh, that's I'm at 69. I am mirroring whatever Eduardo is doing.
I'm gonna throw rocks at you if I catch you in water aerobics
with a cigarette. You can smoke outside. All right, let me. So Rob Pizzola is going to join us at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. We'll get some picks from an actual sports gambler. But there you go. That's Eduardo Solana's picks.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what do you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.